We all set?
Can't do it. No, not recording in progress yet.
Recording in progress.
All right. Thank you, guys. All right, let's go ahead and call to order. This is Northland County Fire Protection District's regular meeting. It is Thursday, April 11th, 2024. It is 1800 hours. Let's go ahead and start with the pledge. Dan, would you mind leading us in the pledge? Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we'll go ahead and observe a moment of silence. Go ahead and move on. Item number two, public comment. No action will be taken on any subject during public participation until it has been properly placed on an agenda for subsequent meeting. Public comment, whether on action items or public comment, is limited to 3 minutes per person. Unused time may not be reserved by the speaker nor allocated to another speaker. The public may comment on any matter that is not specifically included on an agenda as an action item or comment on a specific agenda item. Items not included on the agenda cannot be acted upon other than to place them on a future agenda. Additionally, if you wish, you can comment in person at the meeting, or you could use the raise your hand feature if you're on Zoom. Is there any public comment? Yes, sir. And your name for the record.
Yeah, Daniel Yulehorn, Port Aransas, for the record. Can I stand?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, we've got a fine podium right there.
Okay, look at that. All right, I'll be over there. Fine. All right. Something we've been waiting for quite some time. Sorry it took so long to get it taken care of. But we wanted to honor a gentleman that donated a considerable amount of money to have a beautiful mural painted on the east wall. We've got another one coming for the west wall, but they printed that up and it looked funky, so we're having to redo it. But we finally got around to getting the plaque to put on the side of the building. So I thought I would present that to you this evening. Maybe. As a show of appreciation from the ACES, and any future murals that we do on public buildings will have the same sort of plaque. So thanks. I'll leave this in your hands. I don't think you probably want me trying to drill a bunch of holes in the wall. There you are.
You haven't seen us drill holes.
Yeah.
Well, you might be able to get somebody that knows how to do that.
Awesome.
All right. So thank you very much. We appreciate that. And
thank you, Dana.
We'll thank you, Dana. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Do we have any other public comment? Anyone online with a hand raised, Mr. Emery?
No, sir.
All right. We'll go ahead and move on to item number three, consent agenda. All matters listed under the consent agenda are considered routine and may be acted upon by the Board of North Lyon County Fire Protection District with one action and without an extensive hearing. Any member of the board or any citizen may request that an item be taken from the consent agenda, discussed and acted upon separately during this meeting. 3A, review and approval of board agenda. 3B, review and approval of board minutes. And 3C, review of summary reports.
I make a motion that the consent agenda be approved as read. 3A, review and approve of the board agenda. 3B, review and approve board minutes. 3C, review and summary reports.
All right, we have a motion.
I'll second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? None. That'll pass 5-0. There it is. Moving on, item number four, discussion possible action regarding revenue and expenditures. 4A, enterprise fund revenue and expenditures, and 4B, general fund revenue and expenditures. Anyone have any discussion? I know we kind of broached the subject yesterday. We can do the same today if we'd like. We don't have anything presented for this meeting on this. I think it's just what we had before. All right. Entertain a motion.
I'll entertain a motion that we
accept the, I am entertaining a motion regarding 4A enterprise fund revenue and expenditures, 4B general fund revenue and expenditures to be accepted.
I second it.
A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes 5-0. All right. Moving on, item number 5, discussion, possible action regarding use of Station 61 for FHS Music Boosters and Lions Club Breakfast Fundraisers. I reached out to Sherry, and she has withdrawn her request to use the station for pancake breakfasts. So we're going to go ahead and move on from this item, unless we need to discuss something that's not being asked for anymore.
Was that for both the Music Boosters and the Lions Club? Was it separate events, separate entities, or
it was
tied in?
Yeah, two separate entities, two separate events, a week and a half apart, 2 weeks apart. It sounds like she's found other venues. So,
okay.
Yeah. All right, we'll go ahead and move on. Item number 6, discussion possible action to approve interim fire chief employment contract. So Director Wheeler and I sat down with Mr. Brian Bunn, Interim Chief Bunn, this last week. Spent about 3 hours. We come through the kind of the base budget that we started with, made a lot of good changes. I'd like to make a comment that while we were doing this, Brian really wanted to mirror what everyone else was getting as far as, you know, benefits and whatnot. I thought that was a big step, a big gesture from him. So Brian, I appreciate that. We did send this to Nick Crosby, our new general counsel. Nick sent it back with just a couple of like commas missing, a couple words needed to be fixed, a couple things were taken that were just, it didn't read well. Sounds like legal liked what they saw, and they had nothing really big for us to change. So it was mostly grammatical, spelling, and that was it. Any questions on this?
I do have a question.
Yes, sir.
I know only because my newness, not because I believe it's not maybe the right thing, but it may not be the right thing. Section L, annual leave, paragraph 2.
Mm-hmm.
Employee will be advanced 218.4 hours of prorated annual leave at the start of the employment, 8.4 hours, which is the normal. So this is an interim position, not a full-time position. So if we prorate 218 hours an annual, all year of leave, and this is a 3 or 4 month contract, at the end of that, that employee has been paid or has accrued an entire year's worth of leave that would be sold back at that point. Is that correct?
So yes and no. So the caveat to that is we would be prorating it. And the language is in there to prorate that amount so that if, let's say, in 6 months we find a chief or whatever may happen, hypothetically, we would only pay back, or we would allow the cash out option for that prorated amount of time served.
For the time served, okay.
Yep. The reason that we went this route of front loading it is because there are a few things that Brian had already planned prior to this whole thing, and he's got a family trip coming up, and he's got another, I don't want to delve too much into your personal business there, Chief, but he's got some things coming up that he wanted to take leave, and so we decided that he would earn it either way. We would front load them just for the sake of ease, and we would prorate it based on his service. That way we're not paying out time that he didn't work for.
Okay, understand.
So I do have a question on that.
Sure.
Is that a standard practice?
Not to my knowledge. However, we have every ability to do what we'd like with this contract so long as it fits into.
Well, with that said, there's some other questions I have, but I was like, that was one of the things I'm glad Director Jim's brought up. My first one is Section 2, base salary. So $150,000 per year, does that include benefits?
This is just base salary. Benefits would then come on top of that.
Do we have numbers for that?
We know that we are going to hire an assistant chief and that we have that budgeted already. And so this covers that cost. Brian did make some concessions that would actually put him under what that previous position that was funded.
But do we have actual calculation of numbers of what it's going to cost us for that year of $150,000?
Off the top of my head, I do not.
Okay. I'd like to see those numbers, though.
Sure, I can run them right now for you if you'd like.
Okay.
And this is barring insurance costs. We could we could average out.
And that's PERS and that's everything?
Yeah, so we would take 150 grand for PERS and then your Medicare that we all pay into. And that's roughly 53.5% with those two together, I believe. And that comes out to 229,500. That's PERS contributions, Medicare base salary. Insurance itself, I would have to get with Casey for that number.
But that doesn't include insurance?
That does not include insurance. This is purely base salary. And then I go back to when we were looking for an assistant fire chief, this money was budgeted in all those areas. So I'm confident that we'll be able to not only make this work, but still be under what we were going to pay that AC. And again, Brian did make some concessions through this negotiation that will put him under that position.
So on Section 3G, district shall not require an employee to reside within the district boundaries?
Yep.
Is that going to be a standard now?
No, this is an interim position. And so it's very unreasonable to ask a temporary employee to relocate their entire family into Fernley.
But if we hire a full-time, is that still going to be required for a chief to live in the district?
I think it's beneficial to have the chief living in the district, yes. There's the community engagement portion that we've all made clear. You made this very clear previous administrations that this is an important thing. So ideally, yes.
Because we learned a valuable lesson from the last. It was a handshake deal, and that individual sold their home and moved even further away. And it was always a thumb your nose at the district.
And we won't be going back to doing.
So this is just a temporary
student officer position. This is temporary interim for now. Yep.
And then question on J, medical examination, and it's three, a physician who conducts the medical examination shall report to the human resources director with the employee fit for duty. Is that a standard for all employees?
It is, and so to my knowledge, we use ARC. Is that right, Steve? Yeah, so when ARC does our physicals, and I'm gonna pull from just my past memory, we did our physical, they brought the trailer out, or the motorhome out here, we all run through it, and then when they're done, they certify it, doctor signs it, and they provide that into the personnel file, to my understanding. So it is certified by a physician, and it is given to the district.
I have a question on that. Have we received that in regards to Brian Bunn?
So if you look up to number two, actually, I apologize.
Should be number one.
So one of the things that we had discussed in that I talked to Nick about, and he says there's no issue as long as Truckee Meadows releases background and medical. Brian had just completed this with Truckee Meadows, so this is a cost savings to us. Nick says it's okay to do this. And I wrote it in here, and I apologize. It's actually not in medical exam. Give me just a sec, then I'll answer your question. But basically, yes, he'll still have to do the background, he'll still have to do the medical.
But it's a standard across the board for all employees.
Everyone should have to do this, yes.
So do we do this? The HR's not here to answer that question, but do we do it now? Because number one is employees shall be required to have a complete medical examination conducted each calendar year as prescribed. Do we do that now?
We do. All employees have to, and that's actually tied into heart and lung. They have to have that annually.
For health insurance and stuff like that.
For health and then for long-term coverage of heart and lung.
And then my other one was the annual leave, but we covered that.
And then sick mirrors the same as annual leave. It's just, it's a front load. It's still prorated. So like if let's say Brian, for whatever reason, leaves in a month after he starts, we're not going to pay him out 11 months.
Where are you going to pay him just for the time?
Just the 1 month.
Yeah.
If he didn't use it. Yeah. Okay. So it's a very, honestly, this is a very low risk to almost no risk contract for the district. And that was coming into this what I was hoping to do. We want to give ourselves flexibility. We want to give ourselves time. If we want to go out and look for another chief, we could do that. If, let's say, hypothetically, Brian does a great job and we want to retain Brian, we could do that. If something doesn't work out before then, we have built-in three-month reviews where we're going to sit, we're going to review, and if we don't like the direction, we can give him feedback. We can readjust the direction we're going. And we can just keep doing that. So there's a constant evaluation period.
I like that. This is every 3 months, especially for an interim chief.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that was all I had.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Any other questions on?
No.
He asked my question, so. And then I had to edit.
Okay.
I'm good.
I hope so. We sat together and
I know
did this,
we
Harry.
Did.
All right. Any other discussion?
No.
Last pass.
No. I made more notes than me, so.
Do you?
Okay.
No.
So then, I'm just going to prompt this. We'll entertain a motion. The motion would be to ratify this, accept this, whatever terminology of those two you want to use. That would be how we accept this. If we do not want to accept this, it would put us back to the negotiating table. And then we would have to bring this back before the board for a second pass. So I will entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to accept the contract to approve the interim fire chief's employment, or the interim fire chief employment's contract.
Okay, we have a motion.
I will second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Nay. And I'm only with explanation, only because of the dollar amount.
Yeah. It's frankly a bullet we have to bite either way. It was budgeted for an AC, so that's going to eat part of that cost. And then this is only for another 2.5 months. And then we're into the next fiscal year, which that'll absorb the cost of the fire chief salary. So
it's a lot of money. We're on a shoestring budget.
We are. But we're going to make it work. We have to. We all decided we needed leadership. We all, five of us, said it. So that's the direction we're going. All right, we'll go ahead and move on. Item number 7, discussion regarding Station 63. I didn't put this on. I'm not sure. I think we just threw this up as a board. So there was some concern, and this is discussion only. There was some concern about the details of Station 63. When it was sold to us originally as a board, we were told that this would be the district station. The city was working with Mark IV to make this happen, and that it would be under the ownership of the department. We find out later that that is not the case. The city is going to own this building, and they're going to lease/rent/sell this to us for, I've heard, a dollar, but it's frankly, it's arbitrary what it is.
You got the answer from the mayor.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
We might want to have the mayor kind of help us along here a little bit with the Station 63.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's why this item is on the agenda. There was some confusion about this. We were told one thing and another thing is the case. And so it did raise concerns with a few of the board members, and that is why it's on the agenda.
But if I may, Mr. Mayor, before you speak, I mean, obviously this has been a couple of year process throughout. So yes, anything that might have been said months ago or even a year ago was speculation at that point. As that process continued on through between the developer and City Hall and getting to the draft development agreement, yes, there could have been changes in what was agreed upon a year and a half, 2 years ago, and what actually got resolved for that development agreement to get through City Council. So, sir, at this point, that's about as far as I know.
Yeah, so you want me to go up there and state my name and all that good stuff?
Please.
For the record, Neil McIntyre, Mayor of the City of Fernley. I think what the big thing is, and I know that discussing having the city own the firehouse and rent it back to North Lincoln Fire District, is that the city is trying to close all of the I'll say islands that the county owns that should be owned by the city. I think the big misconception is that the city of Fernley wants to take over the fire department. I will make this comment. The city of Fernley wants nothing more than to see North Lyon County Fire District succeed. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Was there any other discussion from the board on this?
Nope, you heard it from the mayor.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you, Mr. Mayor, for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know what he's talking about, that, yes, throughout the years since the city incorporated, there were pockets or islands that were not annexed under the city, so they are still considered county and not part of the city of Fernley. And when you look at tax revenue and everything else that gets paid in for those parcels, so that was part of that, is some of those islands were in that large purchase that Mark Ford did. And so as you know, I put in the email I sent all of y'all, that there's five potential, I think, sites that they were looking at. The preferred site has some easement issues along with it, that preferred site, but there's some challenges in order to get to that preferred site. But I think I'm comfortable personally with I think the mayor's comments and where the city will wind up landing on this decision once we get to that point down the road regarding the fire in the fire station. So.
And just for the record, you said $1?
That's what's going to be proposed.
Was there a duration?
For how many years? I don't know.
Okay.
So it was said 5 years, 10 years. That's still to be determined.
Okay.
And I really don't want to go into a lot of specifics on the situation in case there could be legal ramifications from both sides. And so I was directed by council just to state what I stated, that the city of Fernley wants nothing more than to see this fire district succeed.
And we will.
Thank you, Mayor.
We will. Dan, you got anything else for that?
No.
Harry?
Nothing.
And I'll just make one more comment before we move on. You know, this is a good opportunity for the department, especially if we can limit the strings going forward with this, and I'm sure those talks will come in time. But really, if we're being realistic about it, we're barely staffing two stations. Where we're going to have monies for equipment, personnel, and everything else, we know we're topped out on tax. And we are squeezing every mechanism we can, and we will be squeezing other mechanisms that we can to bring more revenue into this department. That's a pretty big financial burden to staff that department, or staff that station and equip it. So that'll be something that we'll have to look towards grants and other things to make that happen if possible. Because the station's great, but if you can't put stuff in it, it's just a building.
If I may, Neil McIntyre, for the record, I'm not really sure. You know, it's not going to be ready tomorrow.
Right.
So there's going to be a year or 2 years, yeah. To where I'm thinking going after the fire district, going after grants, and even having the city help, whatever that might be. But it's not going to be like you're going to need to staff that with equipment and everything tomorrow.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
So there is time, but there's nothing like trying to prepare now for when it does happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you answered my question. Thank you. I was going to ask that too. It's like, what are we looking at time frame as far as that being ready for, you know, that opportunity? So.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming that there's some point in the development that will trigger that station to be online. So we could be a year to 2 years before that trigger point occurs, and then we're still 2 years away from seeing the thing have a ribbon cutting. So as the mayor said, we're not looking at next year's budget staffing this fire station. So.
Right, yeah.
I would say probably 2 years.
Yeah, I bought a house in...
That's just a guess, but 20, it could even be longer. It all depends on how the building goes, because after they have one building and it's a... everything is approved, all the everything is signed off, then they have so much time in order to have the building 80%, and then after the second building, I believe it was, then it has to be 100% the shell done. That's not saying that at the paving and all that, so it's we do have time.
Absolutely.
I was just going to add a comment that I went into contract for my new house in 2017 and it wasn't finished until after 2020, so these things, you never know. So that's good to know, at least with this, we're not having to like, how are we going to do this? It's not something that we really have to stress about at this point.
years, so it's not going to be long.
No, absolutely not. But it is something that we should, if that is the plan, we should start thinking about it now. Yep. We're talking at least $1 million for a new fire truck, for an engine. Another ambulance is 200 grand, probably more now. And then all the equipment that goes on that's going to run you another couple hundred thousand. Yeah, we can get those on grants, absolutely, if we are fortunate to be awarded a grant. Personnel is another matter. We have safer grants. Those are sunsetting grants that we have to eventually meet and then take over. So,
but I will say, if I may, that those grants need to be started to look at now.
Yes. Yeah. We should be doing it anyways. Regardless of this station. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Awesome. Thank you for the input, Mayor. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Any other discussion?
No.
Perfect. We'll go ahead and move on. Item number 8. Discussion action to set dates and times for budget workshop and SOP workshop. We did have a budget workshop yesterday. It was a very quick meeting because there wasn't much to talk about other than we're going to roll our current year budget as our tentative for this coming fiscal year, and then we will start to work on getting those numbers dialed in. We've already set a date for that. We can go ahead and just kick that out now for those who weren't here yesterday.
Thursday, April 25th at 6 p.m.
Thank you. My phone is much slower than yours.
At what time?
18. We'll go 18 to 20. Hard stop for 2 hours or after 2 hours.
You must have it anyway.
I do. Don't make fun of me, Jerry. So Thursday, 26th.
25th.
Yeah. And we will start at 6 p.m. 2 hours, we will hard stop after the fact. By that time, we will have Casey back. We will be able to look at many more numbers and have a more complete idea of what's going on. Dave will again be involved in that. So I look forward to getting that done. SOP workshop. So the last one, we had our first one. It feels like it's been at least a month, but I'm sure it's been sooner with everything going on.
It was on the 23rd.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got about halfway through those SOPs. We've TA'd about half of them. I think the rest of those, and we've kind of tasked ourselves with coming back with some drafts of new board SOPs. What can we do as far as SOP meeting or SOP committee? SOP workshop, excuse me. We're already meeting on the 25th. We can meet before 6 o'clock on the 25th. I know that kind of runs you into an issue, Jay, with work.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be available. But, I mean, it'd be just a quorum without me.
We can meet sooner. I know the reason we pushed that out for 2 weeks was because Casey wouldn't be back, and we didn't want to inundate her right when she got back on vacation. How about the 19th?
What day is the 19th?
That's a Friday. Or we can even look out further into the beginning of May.
Like May 2nd, 6 p.m.
I could do May 2nd, 6 p.m.
What day is May 2nd?
That's a Thursday.
Thursday.
Thursday. Here, just the 2 hour.
We'll do a 2 hour with a hard stop, yeah. Harry, does that time and day work for you?
It does.
Okay. Dan, that works for you?
Yeah, it works for me. I should be back.
Works for me. Jay, works for you, Mike? Yeah. All right. So we'll go ahead and hold our next SOP workshop Thursday, May 2nd at 1800 hours, not to exceed 2 hours. Any other discussion on that? All right. We'll go ahead and move on. Item number 9, reports. Start with our directors. Director Wheeler, do you have anything to report?
Only to thank the mayor for his input. Thank you. It kind of cleared some things up. And thank you for being here.
Nope.
Me? I just want to say thank you to the North Lyon County Fire Protection District personnel that showed up at our Easter egg hunt, the second annual community-wide Easter egg hunt that happened on Saturday, March 30th. Lyon County Sheriff's Office, Mayor, appreciate your attendance there. Despite the weather, which it was raining and my wife hosting the egg hunt and getting nice and soaked. It was a very successful and very well-attended Easter egg hunt, and so I just want to say thank you for those who did show up and help us out and just being a part of it. It made it extra special, especially for all the families that braved the weather. And that's all I want to say. Just thank you very much.
How many eggs?
We had 18,000 plus eggs. And no leftovers, thankfully.
Where are you keeping all those shells?
They were at my house. My living room was full. My wife was happy when we got them all out. And we're like, yes, 18,000. So.
Were they plastic eggs?
Yeah.
Oh, not. You were thinking they were.
No. The little plastic. Where did you guys can use the shells, right?
Walmart donated all the plastic eggs. And then we had a lot of businesses and community members that volunteered to. One, donate the candy. Even the fire department donated candy, and then we had a lot of volunteers who helped us stuff the eggs. Sadly, there was some teenagers from the high school who thought it was funny to throw rocks and empty rolls of tape and kind of ruined it. So the 4 hours that we spent two Saturdays prior to that, my wife and five of my kiddos spent 2 weeks each night going through all those eggs to make sure that none of the kids in the community would get an egg that had eaten candy or rocks or anything like that. So we learned our lesson. Next time we're just going to have responsible adults stuff eggs. So, other than that, thank you guys. I appreciate it. Just like I said, everybody being there, it made it extra special for our community for being there. So, and thank you to the city for sponsoring the park.
Awesome.
I can't top 18,000 eggs, so I have nothing.
I can't top it either. So I'll just move on to like business stuff. We are nearing completion of union negotiations for fiscal year 23-24, contract cycle 23-24 and 24-25. We have two articles remaining to TA. Those are monetary items. Once we have an idea of what our budget looks like, we could sit down again and get that finished up. And just to kind of outline what that time frame typically looks like when everything goes according, is we open on February 1st, and then you should be completed with your negotiations per NRS 288 by April 1st. So the union and the district have mutually agreed to extend to get this done. We're almost there. So we have another meeting negotiations on the 24th, 25th, 26th. It'll be before those meetings, or those workshops. So we should hopefully get those done. We should have our numbers by then, or close to. I think that's all I had, actually. Yeah? We'll move on. Interim Chief Bunn, do you have anything to report?
Nothing to report, but I'll take a quick moment. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm excited to get busy on Monday. Looking forward for some positive change, some good leadership, and making this a high-functioning organization.
Thank you, sir. Fire Marshal. All right. Staff.
Nothing, sir.
Thank you guys for holding everything down. You guys have been great. I really appreciate you and all the work you've been doing.
You're welcome.
Volunteers.
I know I said this last time, but I'll reiterate for the people who are here. Louis Diaz has rejoined the volunteers. He's going to come back and start training and hanging out with us and going out to play.
Okay. Glad to have him back. Local 4547.
Bill Snyder for the record. I got a few things. One, we have our fundraiser we're doing in about 13 days from now for raising money for the cancer Northern Nevada Children's Cancer Foundation. We've taken over Black Bear and raising money. So everybody come out, help flip or serve meals and give us your money. The other thing is my fingers hurt from putting on the egg thing. That was a lot of eggs put them together.
Still recovering?
Yeah. You know, the third thing is we had a representative from Senator Cortez Masto's office came out last Friday. They were supposed to meet with us this last Monday. I guess it'd be Friday before last Monday. They tragically passed away in Reno in a car accident. So Chief Bond moved to reach out to their office. They were going to come out here to Fernley. They have some ties to Fernley. And we're going to talk about infrastructure needs with our union. So, just put that on your radar. And lastly, thank you, Chief Bond. Thank you, Chief, for helping us out and getting through this stuff. So, thank you, guys.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Would you mind emailing the radio station a flyer about the Black Bear Diner fundraiser so we can make sure I can send it out to all my staff and
yes,
make sure they mention on the shows?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep.
Awesome. Thank you. City of Fernley.
We're good. Neil McIntyre for the record. I don't know if you're aware, but we lost our associate engineer, who is a grandson.
Dang little kid.
He is now the director of development for Lyon County, which is a big promotion for him, so I congratulate him. That's a really big move for him, just being out of college and just been in the engineer role for 2 years now, but he's done a great job for Fernley. And then we also had our city engineer, Derek Starkey, after 13 years, resign. He is going to work for Reno Tahoe Industrial Center. He is going to be their new GID director, which from what I understand, that place up there is a disaster. And so they're hiring him to come up there and take that position over. So we are currently looking for an associate engineer as well as a city engineer. It was really nice. For 2.5 weeks, we had every seat in City Hall full. And I think they told me it's the first time in quite a few years that every seat was full. I mean, every seat, courts, everything. And lasted 2.5 weeks, so it was kind of nice, but now we're back to looking for two engineers, so I know that we have, I believe, both of them are on our website.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that's outside of that, everything is moving along. Our development agreement with Mark Four passed. We just had our budget hearing, our tentative budget hearing, and it went really well, so our next one will be in May, where the city is adding 4 new positions. One of them would be a director that will do nothing but water and sewer. It's like a $27 million job, just those two departments, whereas right now the public works director, Barry Williams, has 10 departments. And it's really hard to concentrate on 10 departments, let alone to your most important assets that the city has, and that's our wastewater treatment and our water treatment plant. So we're adding a director there. We're also adding, a couple, an associate planner, a direct planning director, or what is it called? Drawing a blank on the planner. There's an associate planner and another planner, 2 planning positions there. And then we're also looking at putting on, you know, because as Fernley grows, people bring their pets with them. And we have 1 full-time animal control, and she is busy 24/7. So we hired a part-time gal, and she is, I mean, 2 people just can't handle it. So we're hiring another. Considering the budget passes in May, we will be hiring another animal control. So that will be 4 positions. So anyways, that's about it. Outside of that, we're moving right along.
Sounds good. Thanks, sir. All righty. We'll be moving on. Item number 10. Public comment. No action will be taken on any subject during public participation until it has been properly placed on an agenda for a subsequent meeting. Public comment, whether on action items or public comment, is limited to 3 minutes per person. Unused time may not be reserved by the speaker nor allocated to another speaker. The public may comment on any matter that is not specifically included on an agenda as an action item or comment on a specific agenda item. Items not included on the agenda cannot be acted upon other than to place them on a future agenda. Additionally, if you wish to comment, if you wish, you can comment in person at this meeting or use your raise the hand function on Zoom. Do we have any public comment? Don't all raise your hands at once. Mr. Emery, anyone online with their hand raised?
No, sir.
All right. We'll go ahead and move on. Item number 11, adjournment.
Thank you.
Now I can get to my citizen's gathering.